Ladies and gentlemen of the trivia teams of the year 2000, call the challenge line. If I could offer you one tip for the next 50 hours, the challenge line would be it. The long-term benefits of calling the challenge line have been proven by llamas, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own trivial experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the intellect and sarcasm of your teammates. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the intellect and sarcasm of your teammates until you've won the trivia urn. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of your team and recall in a way that you can't grasp now how many correct answers lay before you and how funny you guys really were. You are not as dumb as you imagine. Don't worry about how many points you score. Or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to answer a 250-point question by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles for your team are apt to be questions that never crossed your worried mind, the kind of questions that blindside you at 4 a.m. during hour 12. Do one thing every hour that scares your teammates. Call the challenge line and tell us about it. Don't be reckless with the phone bank volunteers' hearts. Don't put up with phone bank volunteers who are reckless with yours. Eat corn. Don't waste time being jealous of those meddling kids. Sometimes your team is ahead. Sometimes your team is behind. The trivia is 50 hours long, and in the end, you're only going against GDIL. Remember the correct answers you give. Forget the wrong ones. If you succeed in doing this, call the challenge line. Keep your old newspapers. Throw away your old TV guides. Try no-dos. Don't feel guilty if you don't know all the answers to all the questions. The most interesting people I know didn't have any answers during hour 22. Some of the most interesting question writers I know don't have the answers either. Get plenty of caffeine. Be kind to your intestines. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe your team will win, maybe your team won't. Maybe your team will show up for the award ceremony. Maybe your team won't. Maybe your team will streak across Lake George wearing a Jolt jockstrap. Maybe your team will mosh to Weiss at the post-trivia party. Whatever your team does, don't congratulate yourself too much or berate yourself either. Your team's answers are half chance. So are the answers from learned pigs and fireproof women. Enjoy your phone. Call on it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or how much the bill will be. It's the greatest tool your team will ever own. Get naked. Even if you repulse your fellow teammates and are banished to the closet. Read the World Almanac, even if you don't get any answers from it. Don't read last year's trivia questions and answers. They will only make you feel stupid. Get to know the DJs. You never know when they'll accidentally give out a correct answer. Be nice to the phone bank volunteer. They are your best link to scoring points and the people most likely to hose you if you piss them off. Understand that trivia teams come and go, but only a precious few come back year after year. Work hard to ignore the fact that you traveled hundreds of miles to get here and that normally you live in a nice house and have a nice job, because the longer you stay here with all these other weirdos playing trivia, the more you realize you would rather be at home and in bed. Call up New York City once, but hang up before you get the wrong answer. Call up Northern California once, but hang up before you get the right answer. Call Hawaii. Accept certain inalienable truths. Points will rise, certain members of your team will philander. You too will get tired, and when you do, you will fantasize that the 50 hours are over. Your team had the most points. You were the team member that got to philander, and all the other teams respected you. Respect all the other teams. Don't expect anyone at the challenge line to support you. Maybe you'll have a song to sing. Maybe you'll have a great challenge to give. But you never know when the challenge line staff will hang up on you. Don't mess too much with your beer, or by the time hour 40 rolls around, it will be skunky. Be careful which team members you accept answers from. But call up and see if it's right, wrong, or incomplete. Trivia is a form of nostalgia. Asking questions is a way of fishing the past from the dumpster, wiping it off, slapping a KVSE bumper sticker over the ugly parts, and recycling it for better ratings than it's worth. But trust me on the challenge line.